Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Stormy Daniels is expected to take the stand today in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. The adult film star, who the prosecution alleges Trump paid off ahead of the 2016 election, is considered a key witness in the case. The former president is accused of falsifying business records to cover up the hush money payment. The next steps in securing a ceasefire in Gaza and a hostage release are unclear. Within the last 24 hours, the Israeli military has pushed into eastern Rafah and has taken control of Gaza's border crossing with Egypt. Jan Egeland is the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council. He tells NPR's Morning Edition there's a lot of mixed messaging going on.
What you hear from my colleagues is fear, desperation, uncertainty, hope yesterday. Now, real regret that there isn't the ceasefire that we were all hoping for.
Roughly 100,000 Palestinian civilians have been told to evacuate Rafah, but many have nowhere to go. President Biden will deliver a speech on Capitol Hill today. The White House says Biden's address will highlight free speech rights while also condemning acts of anti-Semitism. The president's remarks come amid heightened tensions on college campuses over the war in Gaza. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports many schools have canceled or revised graduation events to prevent disruptions from protesters.
Schools with upcoming ceremonies are announcing extra safety precautions and venue changes. Following weeks of campus tensions, Columbia University joined the University of Southern California in canceling its main ceremony. Emory University in Atlanta has announced it will move its ceremony to a venue in Duluth, Georgia, over 20 miles away from campus. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
Stocks opened higher this morning as the Walt Disney Company reported a surprise profit in its streaming business. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Disney's bottom line shows a loss for the most recent quarter as a result of restructuring charges, but the company's theme park business is up, and the streaming business, which includes Disney Plus and Hulu, showed a profit earlier than most forecasters had expected. Tesla made changes to its autopilot feature after December recall covering more than 2 million cars, but federal regulators aren't sure that fix goes far enough. Since the recall, Tesla has reported 20 more crashes. Crude oil prices are down today. Retail gas prices have also dipped slightly. AAA says the average price of regular gas nationwide is $3.64 a gallon. That's down a penny from yesterday, but a dime higher than this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR. Latino voter turnout is expected to swell in swing states like Arizona. Ben Giles of member station KJZZ reports candidates in a competitive race for U.S. Senate there are wasting no time trying to capitalize on that growing voter demographic.
Congressman Ruben Gallego, the likely Democratic nominee in the race, spent this past Saturday connecting with Latino voters in a way that he says resonates with his own upbringing, gathering with friends and relatives at a local gym to watch a boxing match.
Because this is what I used to do with my family.
Down at the southern border that same day, Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Carrie Lake tried to beat him to the punch. Some Latino voters there say her mere presence in their overlooked community is enough to reaffirm their support for her candidacy. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she plans to hold additional talks today with House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene was asked by reporters on Monday if she's still planning to move ahead with a vote to oust the speaker.
So I just had a long discussion with the speaker in his office about ways to move forward for a Republican-controlled House of Representatives.
Yes. Greene's efforts to file a motion to vacate have been met with pushback from many House Republicans and some Democrats. The Georgia Republican has been highly critical of Johnson for working with House Democrats to avert a government shutdown and for providing additional aid to Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 76 points. This is NPR News in Washington.